Minimalist bodybuilding gadgets that enhance your workout and stay out of your way. Earplugs and wireless studio-style headphones. Earplugs block the gym music, but let your own music through enough. Your own playlist is extremely important, as you must use precise beats per minute to enter a dance trance without interruptions. If you never tried this, I recommend starting with 95 beats per minute songs and actually lifting to the beat. One beat up, next beat down. You will run out of songs, but you can improvise and slow down videos or just use Audacity to process the tempo down. Dance trance is similar to when you get home from work, but totally miss all the driving you did. It passes time faster. I highly recommend you use headphones with a built-in MP3 player and avoid touching your phone unless it is family. But those are getting harder to find. You may need to search for over-the-ear TF card or SD card. In terms of product and audio quality, however, you will probably have best of luck with Bluetooth wireless headphones. Music is a really big deal. It may not be possible to fully work out without music. And if you just listen to it, then you are missing out on the dance trance. So remember, one beat up, the next beat down. Start with slow songs at first. Right after music, we come to something that is very rare at the gym. But believe you me, it makes a huge difference. Beefy neck fan that you wrap around your water bottle and point at yourself. Gyms are hot, summer or winter, and keeping cool gives you energy. It helps you rest better, and it keeps you dry, which could mean less skin irritation for some. You need a fan that can operate between 5 to 10 hours so that it still works if you forget to recharge it, and has posable wire-like arms that are compatible with wrapping it around a water bottle. You may need to use some extra wire, but you get the idea. You don't want anything around your neck. It will just cause trouble with the overhead shoulder press, which you should be doing a lot of. Make sure it has over 5,000 RPMs and at least claims to be 10,000 milliamp hours. Being a neck fan, it won't be that big, and it makes a huge difference. Many gyms don't allow you to bring bags or large items in, as that is a trip hazard and makes the place look bad. But a fan wrapped around your water bottle won't annoy anybody enough to complain. Two soft material bandanas. Don't get the small, cheap kind. I wrap both around my right wrist, and they are to wipe off sweat from your forehead before it has a chance to get into your eyes. Use two for extra girth and absorption. Packing tape, so that you can bring two water bottles with you when the season gets warmer. This way, you don't have to juggle two water bottles in your arms, and you are not discouraged to bring both in. Hydration is extremely important. Sugar and salt or cola can really, really restore your energy during endurance-based workouts. Just tape around two bottles, and it will feel like you are carrying just one big one. You can throw the tape and bottles away at the gym and just carry your gloves and fan back home. I do recommend bringing gloves so that they protect your hands. The soft ones are a big deal because they prevent blisters. If you are lifting dumbbells 15,000 times a day, you have to worry about that. Wristwatch. So that you don't upset people who don't want to be looked at every 3 minutes. When the clock is over a young lady's head, She may feel that you keep looking up at her. Please do not cause anybody discomfort at the gym. They are working hard to focus on their exercise. So wear a watch, focus on your own workout, and if you don't want a watch, be ready to move away and find a different clock. It's what a gentleman would do. Wrist wallet. This is where you keep your car key and the Bluetooth player if you don't have a built-in one in your headphones. And you can take it off and just put it on or around your water bottle. And on your way back home, you just put it on your wrist and you don't have to worry about forgetting important items or dropping them when you are all messed up from your workout. Wide toe box, zero drop shoes. You may somewhat know them as old school tennis shoes with extra width. The wide toe box, when done correctly, does not look weird or goofy at all, and it protects your toes and nails, and probably lets you get away with wearing regular socks to the gym. I used to recommend wearing thick woolen socks to add extra padding inside your shoe. You may still wish to try it, especially at first when you are bound to get some blisters. But a wider toe box could actually eliminate all your problems. And the zero drop or flat heel prevents pump bump. Your sneakers have already deformed your feet, so this may sting a little. But eventually, you'll get around the way that you were meant to, that you were evolved for, almost barefoot, without any lifted heel scams. If you are just starting out, it may be an idea to get an interval timer. Effective fitness and bodybuilding is a non-stop endurance exercise. No one has the endurance at first, and an interval timer will help your body adapt swiftly and mathematically. Very quickly now, perform standing dumbbell lateral raise, standing dumbbell curls, and overhead shoulder press, also standing, non-stop, letting each muscle group rest in the sequence. Start with the lightest of dumbbells, but not so light that you can lift more, and never so heavy that you are forced to stop. You are not ready for those yet. The interval timer is often misunderstood. It is just three numbers. Two countdown timers, one for your workout duration and then for the rest, and the number of rounds, or how many times you repeat the workout and rest combo. But the aim of an interval timer is not to create a stable, reliable routine that you can repeat. It is to mathematically attack and eliminate your rest periods, which is to say, extend your endurance. To configure your timer, simply test how long you lift your lightest dumbbells for, say 1 minute, and how long you need to rest to do it again. For example, 2 minutes. So 10 rounds of a 3 minute long combo is a good first day workout, and you should aim for 20 rounds, or an hour long workout in just a few weeks. And then you adjust your timer to eliminate the rest, to extend your workout duration, and add a few more rounds. The point is to cycle dumbbell exercises for a non-stop hour or more. 3 hours, 5 days a week is probably a lot, but it is up to you. Finally, extra weights, which may be against the rules at your gym, but they may not be avoidable. Moving from 3 pounds per hand to 5 is quite reasonable. But going from 5 pounds per hand to 10 pounds, that is dumb. I'm sorry, but we must call it what it is. And I will repeat it once more. It is dumb. 2.5 pounds per hand should be the maximum increase you ever try. It's good for you. It's a loving act for your body. And in return, your body will painlessly adapt and continue adapting to higher weight. Depending on your gym, you may need to get wrist weights that help you increase from 5 pounds to just 7.5. This is the only way to give your body time to adapt and have a solid chance at continuing to grow for as long as you need to. But aside from the wrist weights, you also have leg weights and can even get a nice-looking tactical weight vest. You can wear these on your days off or when you just feel like jogging for the day, and they will induce adaptation. They will make your muscles larger. They are pretty good for when you are just starting out with walking or power walking. It is a lovely and solid exercise, beginner or not. Avoid the rubber bag kind. Rubber will stretch over time and it will get moist. Now, you should also pay attention to what is inside the bags. I purchased one at a discount that said, "Don't get it wet," which is impossible, and it actually contained iron pellets that started rusting. And it wasn't just staining the clothes. Long before, you could start smelling the rust. So, they are absolutely worthless. My vest has iron ingots, and I saw wrist and leg weights that accept about 6-inch long stainless rods for adjustment. It looks rather convenient. I was once looking at nice and futuristic looking 1-pound wrist weights wrapped in rubber, but 1 pound is not enough. You need something that you can adjust and something that can get in the middle of that 5-pound gap without actually causing you any distraction. Unlike an interval timer, of which I had to buy 3 as they get corroded from moisture and all major brands failed me, the vest and wrist or leg weights can last you probably 2 or 4 years, but please make sure that you can remove all the weights and wash them. Pay attention to the stitch, see if that is something that will hold up to the test of time. Consider that machine washing is a huge bonus. Lastly, an honorary mention. Beautiful yoga outfit or a wrestling singlet. Do not just aim to lose weight or get abs. You have to set your aim as high as it is possible. The maximum beauty that you can get at. And that height will always grow the more progress you make. That means you must dress beautifully. Don't dress scared. A transformation demands that you dress courageously.